Hello and welcome to Dating Down God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way, and I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
today
to this
I'm going
podcast
to be talking about
so you
why
don't miss
you can
a
choose
single
the kind of
Power
man you want
Pack
to marry.
Episode.
There's this huge misconception around there's only one man for me. There's this assumption that if I don't settle or if I don't compromise on certain points that I am not comfortable with, I'm never going to get married and so on and so forth. But I want you to understand as a woman of faith that you have the ability to choose in every situation. That's what we mean by operating out of abundance. And that also applies in the way you date. So I want to break down for you exactly why you can choose the kind of man you want to marry. This is going to be an interesting conversation because I'm going to be breaking it down from the standpoint of why you are not in a position to choose right now and the switches that you need to make so that you can start choosing men that you can marry. You can start choosing the quality of dates you want to have, the quality of connections you want to have with men. Because a lot of you, you know, I've been talking to a couple of you in the DMs, and a lot of you are not having quality dating experiences. You keep getting disappointed in the dating scene. Many men that take you for granted. Some of you have been in situationships for years. And the reason is because of the way you date. It's not down to the fact that you haven't met quality men. It's not because you are so busy with school or your career. It's because you're not dating in a way that attracts a quality man, that attracts a quality interaction. That is literally it. But a lot of you are making the excuse of, there are no men in my area, it's my age, maybe because I was in a previous relationship, it's my situationship, and that is not what is going on at all. So I wanted to use this opportunity in this training to break down how you can choose the kind of man you want to marry. So first thing I'm going to say is you need to focus on leading with your value. If, for instance, you go to a building and they have no idea what they're stocking, you don't know what exactly the building is there for, what its purpose is, what kind of services they provide, what kind of products are available, you're going to walk out because you don't know the value that that building is meant to provide. But like I always say, if you're going to the grocery store, you know it's to get food. If you're going to the clothing store, you know it's to get a piece of clothing. If you're going to the gym, you know it's to work out. If you're traveling, you know that you need to take a means of transportation to get to where you're going because the value is associated with the service that is being provided. So let's take this into dating. When you're dating, you're not leading with your value. You are not communicating what makes you interesting, what makes you someone that someone will benefit having in their life. You're not communicating in a way that makes it easy for people to understand how your presence positively affects their dating experiences. You're not dating in that way. You're not leading with your value, which is why, you know, with clients, I like to break this down very systematically so that they can easily apply it at each stage of the dating process. But a lot of you are not leading with your value. You are not communicating exactly how it is that you influence and affect people's lives in the way you interact with people. It is not clear. It is very confusing and it's wishy-washy. That's why if a man comes in and comes out of your life, he cannot really equate the time you spent with him to any tangible outcome. Okay, what do I mean by that? He can't say that, okay, she helped me in this way, she helped me in that way. And I'm not talking about financial assistance because a lot of you confuse that. You confuse communicating your value with being financially helpful, no? I'm talking about how does your presence influence that person's life? How does it influence their decisions? How does it influence the way they're showing up in the world, the way they interact with their environment? You have a lack of understanding there. And I want you to think about this by focusing on when men are paying attention to connecting and committing to you. Where do men give you attention? Where do they focus on you? And if they are focused on you solely for sexual reasons, if they are focused on you solely for financial reasons, that's because that is how they estimate your value. That is how you have positioned yourself to be to be estimated in their eyes. And this does not necessarily mean that it is in any way your responsibility, but I do want you to understand that is the extent to which they see, whoever these men may be. Now, if you see a cycle and a repetition of the same kind of men having the same kind of interactions based on the same kind of value estimation, whether it's sexual, financial, then it's because of the way you're communicating your value. If you see that pattern, it is definitely because of the way you're communicating your value. That is when you should be taking accountability and responsibility and reflecting on why that is a constant experience that you have with men. Okay. And, you know, this point is so important. You know, something that I work with clients on in understanding. I was literally talking to a client 2 days ago. You know, we broke down her whole value process and how she's been communicating that in the past. And she was able to clearly see the lack of correlation between the expectations that she had around the dating process and the experiences that she was having just from lack of value alignment. So it's important that you know how to communicate your value. Doesn't matter if literally he's a walking advertisement for sex. It doesn't matter. There is a way that that man will approach you when you communicate your value effectively. For instance, you can't go to the embassy dressed scantily or naked. You won't make it past the door. Even if you're someone that habitually dresses properly, you're gonna think twice before you dress like that to go to the embassy, to go to an interview, to go to some sort of important appointment. You will think twice. So think of yourself as the embassy. Think of yourself as that, you know, important person. Think of yourself as that important experience. And how are you communicating that? Now, that's where there's a problem. You are not communicating that. That's why you constantly have experiences of men treating you the same way, taking advantage of you and so on and so forth, trying to exploit you financially, sexually, and so on. If it is a repetitive cycle that you're experiencing, it is not the men. It is the way you are communicating your value. If that is a repetitive cycle in how you are experiencing dating, I guarantee you, been doing this for years, it is not the men. I've seen clients come in and out of my program with a complete shift in the kind of men they're dating simply by understanding how to step into value alignment. That's all I did. Just helped them make that switch. And it changed the way they were interacting with men, the same men that literally, you know, a client, sometimes I even see my clients as my friends because I was about to say a friend. A client was telling me the other day, you know, she was a man from her past had come back and was trying to interact with her in the same space as he had been previously, but she was no longer there and it confused him. He lost his stepping a bit. He lost his composure a bit because her value was now, you know, was now predominant in how she was communicating her worth. And he lost footing because he wasn't expecting that. He hadn't seen that version of her. So that's just it. You will get a different experience from the same man when you change your value. And what does this have to do with choosing the kind of man you marry? Well, in order to have choice, you need to be able to show your value. It's kind of like saying you want to have your choice of the kind of organization you work for, the benefits you get, the salary that they're going to pay you, the time you start and the time you finish. You need to have a certain level of value to be in a position to make that kind of request. They won't just give it to a graduate. No disrespect to graduates. They won't give it to somebody that just walks off the street. No experience, no expertise, no exposure, no understanding of the field or the skills required. They will give it to someone that has the opposite. That is why it's important for you to know how to communicate and lead with your value so that you naturally gravitate towards opportunities to connect with men in a quality way. They understand why you're making that level of request. They understand why you are communicating with them in that particular way because they can see the way you're communicating your value. And you know, a simple example of this as well is you want to focus on simple commitments. That's another thing. You want to focus on simple commitments when you're getting to know men, when you're interacting with the opposite sex and people in general. You know, interacting with men is no different from interacting with the neighbor down the street, you know, the passenger that you get, the, you know, passenger on the subway or wherever, your colleague at work. It's no different, but you guys, for some reason, put it in a different category. Of talking to a client the other day as well, you know, and explaining this concept. So what I want you to understand basically is focus on the simple commitments initially. Okay, are they responsive to calls, texts? Are they planning actual dates? Are you having conversations that are consistent, that are quality in nature? A lot of you have premature expectations for substantial commitments. You look for substantial commitments like, is he saying anything about marriage? Is he saying anything about wanting to settle down? Is he saying anything about exclusivity and commitment? Or you barely know this person? That is why when those men lead with that kind of conversation, you keep tripping, you keep stumbling, you keep making the same mistake, because you fall for what they're saying instead of observing through the process of getting to know them. And this is what value alignment helps you to understand, because you'll start to be able to know exactly when this conversation should be getting more substantial. You'll develop an instinct for how to be able to intuitively know the stage at which you are in the process of getting to know this person and the level of connection you should have at that stage. But a lot of you do this prematurely, and it's something I walk clients through to make sure that they are dating in a healthy, substantial way, to make sure that they are having quality experiences with men. And what you need to focus on is start paying attention to simple commitments initially. Stop paying attention to connections that have nothing to do with how you're getting to know that person, who they are, if you are even enjoying the conversation, if you are even enjoying the interaction. Stop ignoring that, because that is actually where you're going to know if this person is in a position to provide you with the value you desire. And, you know, the problem is a lot of you focus on substantial commitments first. You know, you're looking for, is he mentioning marriage? Because I've been talking to a couple of you. Oh, he mentioned marriage, so what? I mean, every man mentions marriage, so what? I've heard it to the extent that it's just confusing how you guys are being misled so easily. So what if he mentions marriage? So what if he mentions he wants to settle down? And so what? Where is the proof in terms of getting to know this person that they even qualify to be able to provide you with the experience you desire from a long-time partner, from a long-term partner? A lot of you are not dating in that way, which is why you keep having toxic experiences with the same man that tells you that he wants commitment. You keep being scammed financially with the same man that promised you that he intended to settle down with you, because you are not leading with your value and you are not estimating your worth in a way that makes it easy for you to know when you are talking to someone that is in a position to provide you with that level of an experience in a relationship. So yeah, definitely focus on leading with your value. It helps you to assess properly when men see your value. It helps you to assess properly when men see your worth. And it's, you know, definitely a key part of how I've helped my clients to be able to show up in the dating scene, to have quality experiences with men and eventually choose the right partners. Then secondly, to be able to choose the kind of man you want to marry, you need to be leading with connection, not chemistry. Chemistry is an important part of connection. But a lot of you are leading with chemistry. So for instance, what do I mean? You're focusing on the fact that he mentioned that he wants to settle down soon. Or, okay, let's use an example. So you mentioned to him rather that you're saving intimacy for marriage and so on and so forth, or you're not in a position to be intimate beyond a particular point, and you assume that's why he stopped talking to you. In some cases, is that true? Absolutely, but not in all cases. And you need to stop using that as some sort of excuse for how you qualify your interactions with men. Not in all cases is that the situation. The problem is that you were too focused on chemistry. Chemistry here in the context of what you are able to provide from a sexual standpoint and what you are able to provide from a physical standpoint. When you are dating to marry, that isn't the way you have those kinds of conversations. So you're focusing on connection too early in that sense. So what do I mean? You're focusing on chemistry too early and you're not paying attention to connection. So what I mean by this is, you know, you're talking about, oh, I can't have sex before marriage. You know, you can't call me past this time and so on and so forth. That is too much focus on the do's and the don'ts, on chemistry in the wrong way. What you should be focusing on instead is how chemistry is showing up in terms of connection. How is it showing up in terms of how you're talking, how you're conversing, how flirting is happening? And I have a whole training on flirting, so you guys can scroll back and listen to it, because there's a whole lot of misconception around it in dating. You don't know how to capitalize on chemistry is basically what I'm saying. You don't know how to use that initial point of chemistry, that initial spark, to see the extent of the connection, to see the potential, to see the probability of how serious and how deeply this relationship with this person can go. You're focusing instead on your boundaries and you're not using your standards to help support your process in getting to know this person more intimately. Connection helps you to determine the extent of the chemistry. You need to quantify the level of chemistry present with this person and stop focusing on I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. You need to be able to lead in a way that allows connection to speak into how the chemistry is naturally there between both of you. Now, how this plays out differently is because...
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
Because you don't know how to balance the two, you start keeping men in your circle that have no business being there. You know, how many of you have gone on multiple dates with men you're not attracted to? You've entered whole relationships with men you have no desire for. You've made excuses to stay in situations that you know are not beneficial to you. On the other end of the scale, maybe there was a lot of physical attraction, but there was no spiritual and intellectual attraction present. Because you don't know how to balance chemistry and connection. So if you don't understand how to balance both, you're going to struggle in even having quality conversations with men. Let's even step away from choosing the kind of man you want to marry, because you will not be in a position for that to happen. You will not be in a position for you to have that experience, because you literally, it's like going to the market and having no clue why you're there. You know, you go to the farmer's market or you go to the grocery store, are you blank? You have no clue why you're there. Chemistry and connection is your grocery list, so to speak. You need to know exactly what it is you're looking for, how it looks like, so that when you go to the dating scene, you know how to pick and choose. You know how to vet and qualify. You know exactly the kind of experience you're available for and how to be able to identify it at its initial point of introduction. So you know exactly what to look out for. And that's why with clients, we make sure that they understand their own unique vetting and qualification process. Basically, how you pick and choose. You know, it's kind of like going to the grocery store, knowing, okay, I want to make a pot of soup, so I need tomatoes, onions, garlic, and so on and so forth. That's picking and choosing. Same thing with dating. You need to know, okay, this is the kind of man I want to marry, and this is how it looks like. A lot of you understand that on a broad scale. Using my analogy, you know you to go to the grocery store to get food, you just don't know how to get the ingredients. And that's why you're getting confused in dating. That's why you keep making the wrong dish. That's why you keep getting constipated and in some cases poisoned by what you're making, because you just don't know how to get the right dish. So what we show clients how to do is go to the grocery store, pick the right ingredients, and make the meal that suits their palate. Okay, that's what dating should be about. You should be dating in a way that naturally provides you with options that you desire to commit to on a long-term basis. That's why vetting and qualification is important. And if you don't know how to balance chemistry and connection, you're constantly going to be confused. You're going to be thinking, does he like me? Does he not like me? And that's where you guys get confused, because he's staring at you. You think that means something. It doesn't, by the way. Or sometimes you think because he's calling you X amount of times, it means that he's interested. He is not, by the way. Or sometimes you think, you know, because you guys have been talking for a considerable period of time, it is his duty to make the first move. It isn't, by the way, because you don't know how chemistry and connection should balance to get you into a committed, healthy relationship. And that's why when I work with clients, I show them the stages of dating to ensure that chemistry and connection is serving them in an optimal capacity. To make sure that it is showing up for them in a way that is easy for them to maneuver through the dating scene, that is beneficial for them to understand, okay, this is what discernment looks like, and this is what dating practically looks like. And this is how I marry the two to attract the kind of men I want and to choose my partner. That's why clients that come through my program are able to go from having no clue what their spouses look like, literally no clue. I always remember with fondness, all of them are amazing, but one of my favorite clients that went from not even being sure that she was going to get married, now she's married and she's pregnant. She's literally expecting her baby anytime soon. Just by showing them how to balance chemistry and connection. Showing them how to understand the stages of the dating process. Okay? So that's why if you want to be able to choose the kind of man you want to marry, you need to know what that looks like. And chemistry and connection is there to serve you. It's not there to hinder your process. And then I want to talk about, you want to focus on purpose alignment. Purpose alignment, okay? So I'm not talking about the big picture. I'm not talking, because purpose constantly changes. I'm sure there are certain things that you thought you'd be doing 5 years ago that today are no longer even in the picture, because purpose is constantly evolving. But then there are some things that are constant. And that's what I mean with the little things, okay? For instance, you may have always loved exercise. So you can predict in the next year or two, you will still love exercise. You may always have loved animals. So you can predict in the next 5 years, you will still love animals. But then some things are not so easy to predict, like where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, only God knows. But as I'm sure you've seen in your own lives as well, especially you career professionals, you will see that things change and move in a way that you didn't expect when you are following a professional path, especially when you have professional aspirations. It's the same thing with dating. You guys are dating with a picture that doesn't exist. You are looking through the lens of, how would I put this? Okay, you're looking at examples of healthy marriages or seemingly healthy marriages, because you really don't know what's going on in anyone's marriage. Seemingly healthy marriages around you, and you're saying, oh, I want a husband like this, like that. You don't know that. You don't even know who that person, how that person really is as a partner. You may know them as a mentor, you may know them as a friend, you may know them as a leader, as a colleague, but you don't know them as a partner. You don't know that. But that's how a lot of you are dating. You're dating with a picture that doesn't exist. So don't be surprised if you keep looking for men that do not exist, because you're dating in a way that isn't sustainable and it's definitely not realistic. And the interesting thing is, a lot of you put it down to faith when it's actual just foolishness. Sorry to say, it's just foolishness, because it's not even anything to do with faith. Your faith is not involved here. You're just being foolish because you're dating with a picture that isn't realistic. You're dating with a picture that isn't practical. You're dating with a picture that doesn't exist. That person you're seeing today is literally a mentor, a friend. You do not know them as a partner. You do not know them as a husband. You do not know them as a father. You're just assuming based on the image that you're seeing for a very short period of time of interaction. So when I talk about purpose alignment, I'm talking about the little things. How do you view life? You know, that's why I give the example of animals and exercise and food. Because that is, you know, those are choices that are, what I say, that you were born into, you know. For instance, you know, you may love animals. You're likely going to always love animals. I love dogs, by the way. If you guys have been following me for a considerable amount of time, you know, sometimes I share my dog. I love animals. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is, you need to look at the simple things. How do you view life? Your goals, your dreams, ambitions, passion. That is what purpose alignment will show up for you, like in the dating scene. That is how you know to choose. That's how you know what to look at when you're choosing your partner. And what I do with my one-on-one clients in Dating to Marry is I help them to identify exactly how they want to show up in the future and how that is showing up presently, so that they have a predictable process to know, or rather they have a predictable template to be able to know how to date presently. Okay, so a lot of you are dating, the reason you're dating with a template that doesn't exist is because you're dating from the future. Meanwhile, you are not taking into account your present, right? So what we do with clients is, you know, I literally have so many templates in my program to make sure clients are adequately supported through the way they date. One of them is what I call my marital template. And my marital template simply aligns clients with understanding how their future partners look like presently, so that they are dating in a productive way, and it just naturally helps them attract quality men. Literally, you know, had a client within weeks of joining the program, she started attracting men that were just ready to take her out, ready to, you know, pursue exclusivity with her. It kind of freaked her out a bit, but I told her, you know, that's usual for clients that come through my program, because there's a shift that needs to take place spiritually and emotionally for you to experience a result physically, right? For some of you, you just need to shift the way you are viewing potential partners. And one of those ways is purpose alignment. So my marital template basically allows clients to be able to understand how to date for the future partner they desire presently, instead of staying in fantasy land and hoping for a man that doesn't exist. part of the reason why you keep attracting men that are not in a position to offer you value is because you're dating in a way that is not sustainable. You're dating in a way that doesn't naturally speak to quality men in the present. You're literally walking by quality men, but you can't see them because you're dating with a future template that is just foolish. Sorry to say, guys, I'm just very honest. So it's not translating into your current dating experience. You don't even know how to show up. You don't even know how to identify quality when you look at it. You don't even know how to speak to quality in a way that makes it naturally attractive to you. Okay? So the issue with lack of purpose alignment, and I've said a couple of things, but the issue here is when you don't have it, you are going to be dating in a very haphazard way. You're going to be making a lot of mistakes. There'll be confusion here and there. You won't be dating confidently. You'll be very, would I say, conflicted through your dating process. And you'll be asking questions around, what does the right man for me even look like? Because there's lack of purpose. So all clients that go through our program, by the time they come out, because I am very methodical about making sure, you know, every single client I work with, you know, gives feedback on their dating to marry experience. Last client that did so, she rated it 9 out of 10. Yay. But anyway, which is usual. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Point I'm trying to make is your purpose will help you attract your partner. It's kind of like saying you want to go to a destination you've never been without a map. Your purpose is the map. And that's what the marital template that I provide in my program helps clients do. It helps them to draw a map. They don't like it, but they find it very useful. And it has helped them to, you know, date effectively. The next point I want to make is you need to date more than one man. I mean, duh. If you're going to choose the kind of man you want to marry, you have to date more than one man. But here's the kicker. At the same time, date more than one man at the same time. And let me be clear, I'm not talking, when I say date, I mean go on dates. I'm not talking about be exclusive and be cheating. That's not what I said. Don't mix my words, please. I'm saying go on dates with more than one man at the same time. And, you know, the struggle here for a lot of you is you start to feel guilty, you start to feel invested in just one man. And that's the problem. That has nothing to do with him. Meanwhile, he's not your spouse, he's not your boyfriend, but you have all these boyfriend expectations, exclusivity expectations, and you place the bar so low on exclusivity that you're quick to rush into relationships and be surprised when he doesn't treat you with that level of respect that is natural for exclusive couples. Of course, he's not going to treat you with that respect because you made it too easy. When I say too easy, I'm not talking about it should be natural, yes. But when I say easy, I'm talking about he just asked you, he met you today, asked you tonight, and you said yes. There was no process. There was no pattern in the way you came to that conclusion. And usually you will find that if you move that quickly, you're going to end up hitting a lot of roadblocks. Usually you will find that pattern. In just a couple of few random cases, does it end well? But usually it doesn't.
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to learn how to date like a wife and the different stages of marital manifestation, yes, there are stages to manifesting your marriage, apply for the Wife in Waiting program. In Wife in Waiting, we have a group coaching structure coupled with our curriculum and global community of sisters to anchor you on the path to dating for your own marriage, like the woman and wife God has called you to become. The link to apply to the Sisterhood of Wife in Waiting is in the show notes. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufalode.com. That's tolu@tolufalode.com. If you have any inquiries about the Wife in Waiting program, let's get back to our episode.
So here's the thing. When you date more than one man at the same time, you'll connect with more men, obviously, because you have more options to choose from. But the mistake a lot of you are making is you're dating more than one man at the same time, but the men that you are dating are not even qualified to be going on dates with. And then you assume that all men have this issue. You know, all men are emotionally unavailable. All men are selfish financially. All men are, I don't know, spiritual babies. But That's not true. That's just your experience. Why is that your experience? Because you keep repeating the same cycle. Men are getting married every day. Women are stepping into healthy relationships every minute. So I'm sure not all women that are entering relationships, entering marriages are choosing men that are spiritually, emotionally, physically unavailable. But if that is your current experience of men, the problem is the way you're dating. It is not the men. I don't know how many times I've told you guys, I've spoken to a number of you, because I do really care. I get where you're coming from, okay? You know, everything I teach, I've been there before. You know, when I say the confusion in the dating scene as a woman of faith, I understand the complexities around trying to figure out when a guy is interested in you or not. But I also do understand how to make sure that you go through that process in a way that effectively leads you to your partner. And that's why I'm telling you, from experience and from the experience of working with clients, that a consistent pattern that I see is the way you're dating. It's not your location, it's not your age. You guys always look for excuses. It's not your location, it's not your age. I don't know, whatever you want to put in that box, that is not the reason. The reason is just you keep choosing the wrong partner. It's like saying, oh, it's the fault of the ingredients that I keep having a bad dish. It's the tomato's fault. It's the onion's fault. It's the rice's fault that I can't seem to get it. I can't seem to get it right when I cook. That won't make sense. But that's how a lot of you, obviously, it's the problem is the way you're cooking. Even if you have the right ingredients, if you mix it the wrong way, you are not going to get the result you want. Or you're going to say, oh, it's the fault of, let me think of another example. It's the fault of the weather that I am not, and I'm just saying that because the weather here is getting kind of dark. It's the fault of the weather that I am not enjoying myself today. How is the weather stopping you from having a nice cup of coffee, watching a nice movie, calling a friend, going to hang out with a couple of friends socially? How is the weather interfering with that? It may give you some hindrance, but it's not interfering with how you choose to live your life. So a lot of you are always, you're so quick to cast the blame. But the issue is just the way you are dating. I promise you, it's that simple. I've had clients, you know, because sometimes I get questions around, oh, would this work in my location? Sis, it will work in any location. I've had clients in Nigeria get married, in the UK get married, in the US get married, with the same dating framework I give all of them. It has nothing to do with your location. It is just the way you're dating. It is just the way you're dating. It has nothing to do with your location, your age, your previous relationship experience, but those are factors in the way you're dating. And that is why you are struggling. It is not because there are no quality men. It's not because there are no quality interactions available around you. It is the way you're showing up in the dating scene that is making it difficult for you to have those quality experiences. That is all that is going wrong. Okay? And when you understand this and you start curating a dating experience with multiple quality men, I've literally seen, you know, clients come through our program, go from lack of confidence around how they talk to men, how they are able to interact with men, how, you know, literally client comes to mind talking to a guy for months, just gave her a simple framework that we provide our clients with. Within a week, she knew exactly his intentions. It took her months to be able to, by herself, understand that this was a situation. But in a week, just going through the process, she was able to know exactly where to put him. And the power in that for her was that she could see clearly. A lot of you are confused and feel frustrated with dating because you're dating blindly. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what's going on. You know, it's kind of like going to a new destination with no map. Of course, you're going to be careful. You're going to be slower. But, I mean, the same route you take to work every day, you're going to become more confident. You're going to maybe listen to a podcast on your way. You know, talk to a friend, listen to some music, listen to some worship, because you're more confident. And that is the difference between dating wrongly and dating correctly. So you need to date more than one man at the same time. But make sure that the men that you're giving this space to are men that are able to provide you with a quality experience dating. Okay? The reason you're not connecting with the right men and you can't choose the kind of man you want to marry is because you don't know how to date. That's basically it. You know, I said it in so many ways, but I just want to make sure that that's clear. It's not that you can't date more than one man. It's not that all men are taking advantage of you. It's that you're just dating wrongly. Okay? And this is why with clients, I show them how to set up a healthy rotation of men for them to date. A healthy rotation simply means that you are giving your attention and your time to men that have shown you that they are available to match you at that level of desire. When I say level of desire, I mean they are available to match you in terms of looking for a quality interaction. And yeah, if you want to work with me, I'm still accepting clients. If you want to work with me one-on-one, you're ready to go through this process, you're ready to invest in yourself and invest in dating with a different framework. If you're ready to do that and you're over 30, you're career driven, or you're a Christian single woman, send me a DM, just saying me. I'll have a quick conversation with you. Again, I'm going to highlight it. You're ready to invest in yourself. You're ready to invest in this process. And you want to start dating in a quality way. You know, 30 plus Christian single women, send me a DM saying me. And we'll have a quick chat to see how I can assist you. So the mistakes I want to highlight are when you focus on just one man at a time, and this is not just from a, how would I explain this? When I say date more than one man, go on dates with more than one man at a time, I'm not just talking about it from, oh, I must make sure I'm talking to at least two men at the same time. Even if you are just talking to one man, be available to connect with other men too. That's what I mean. Okay? Be available to connect with other men too. I'm going to go back to the grocery store example. These guys, I love cooking. You know, anyway, that's a whole other story. So the example I'm going to use is, just because I'm picking the tomato doesn't mean I'm not thinking about the onions, doesn't mean I'm not thinking about the chicken, the tomato, okay? But the way a lot of you date is, you go to the tomato aisle and you just pick one and you stand there. That's how you guys are figuratively showing up in the dating scene. You stand there, you kind of expect the tomato to figure itself out. And to break this down, an example could be, oh, I'm just going to stay in my house and this man will drop from the sky. I'm being sarcastic, but you get my meaning. Oh, you know, he said he likes me, so of course he's serious. Silly. Another example. Oh, you know, we've gone on one date, really attracted to him. This must be my husband because I just prayed last night and God introduced me to him today. Very silly. That's how a lot of you are dating. You're taking the tomato and you're just standing there. You know, I'm using that analogy because I want you to understand how ridiculous it looks. That's how a lot of you are showing up in the dating scene. So the thing with dating dating more than one man at the same time is you start learning what you want actually looks like. You start learning what you desire in a partner in the real world, not in your fantasy. Because a lot of you are dating out of your fantasy. You somehow expect this man to show up in your life anyhow. And I understand. I've been there. You know, I've walked clients through this process again and again and again and again. So I understand. But it doesn't work that way, as you have seen in your own life. So I'm really just trying to hit the nail on the head here to help you understand that you need to stop doing that. It is not working. So when you date more than one man at the same time, you start to experience what dating the right man for you can actually look like, as opposed to this fantasy that you've come up with in your head. But if you just date one man at the same time, and again, I'm not saying go and find five men. I'm saying that if you naturally come across three men, maybe around the same period of time, open yourself to talk to them, even if it's just one. Be available for the other potential opportunities to meet people, so that you are not focusing too much on that one person. You're not leading with your expectations, and your lack of experience is not shouting from the rooftops anytime you interact with that one person. Because guess what? It makes you unattractive. It makes you I'm looking for the right way to describe this. It makes it difficult for you to properly communicate your value. And then another mistake, you can date a man that's younger than you. That's not a problem. That's what I mean by you guys keep looking for excuses. There are healthy, happy couples that have whole lineages, that have dated men that are younger than. That is literally not even an issue. And that's what I mean by you guys keep looking at the wrong things. What does that have to do with building a sustainable home, a sustainable marriage, a healthy couple? There are men that are older than you that even act like children. So it's not about that, okay? It's about dating in a quality way, okay? And then...
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
You're going to pre-commit to the wrong men. You're unsure how to commit, so you do the opposite and overcommit. You're going to find yourself pre-committing. So what does pre-commitment look like? Oh, because it's so hard for me to connect with men. The first man that shows up in my face, I'm going to kind of hook my nails into him, you know, because it seems like he has an amazing job. He looks like everything that I've been praying for. I don't know, whatever else comes to mind. He's attentive. I'm just going to focus on him. And then you start pre-committing. You overshare too soon. You kind of make assumptions spiritually, emotionally, physically, and even sexually. And how this shows up, I'm going to take a less common example, is you assume that the attraction you feel for him is mutual. But he's not that attracted to you, but you can't see it because you're just so interested in how you're attracted to him. That's what pre-commitment looks like. Another common mistake is going on dates when you know it's a waste of time. And this is something I've walked clients through. You know this person is not someone you're attracted to. You know. I mean, the only reason you're even having this conversation with yourself is because you're struggling with what society, parents, peers have told you about your standards. But it's not going to change the fact that after you go on a date with him, first, second, third, how many times, you're not going to magically start being attracted. If it's not there, it's not there. It's different if something is there and it can be built on. And this is why with clients, I like to make sure that they have a conscious understanding of their own desires. Because a lot of you, your desires have been attached to the back end of what parents, pastors, peers desire for you. So I really like to make sure clients come to a place where they're able to determine their own personal desires when it comes to marriage. Because I guarantee you, God has told you about your spouse. You just may not be conscious of it. Because there's just all this, there's just all this dirt on top of it. So it's difficult for you to, so what we do is we dig to make sure that we get to the core of what it looks like for you to connect with men so that you're choosing the right man. So when you do all of this, I've been talking for a while, but when you do all of this, then you can choose. When I say you can choose the kind of man you marry, that is what I mean. I'm not saying you just go out and you start picking. No, you need to come to a place where you can make choices. You need to come to a position where you are able to have the right perspective so that you're making the right choices and you're committing in the right ways. So I'm currently accepting clients, and if you want to work with me to start dating men you can marry, you know, you want to go through my program where I show you the exact process of using your patterns. We basically just discussed a bit of patterns today, but this is the deep work that we do when we work one-on-one. If you want to work with me through that process of going through your patterns, learning how to position yourself individually, because a lot of you are positioning yourselves collectively. What do I mean? You are following the crowd. That's how a lot of you are dating. Oh, they are praying and fasting for, I don't know, think of anything. And those are good, by the way. We don't play with prayer here, as you guys know. But the example I want to give here is, oh, they are praying and fasting for whatever it may be. You follow the crowd. Meanwhile, God is there like, but I don't want you to pray in that direction. I want you to pray in this direction. So you need to position yourself individually. You're positioning collectively. You're assuming that because of your age, to use another common example, you're somehow late. Meanwhile, you're actually on time. And the irony is you're delaying yourself because you think you're late. And then how to make sure you're presenting yourself for the right opportunities to connect with men. You know, if you want me to help you through that process, if you want to work with me one-on-one to make this happen, just send me a DM saying interested. I will see if we're the right fit to work together. Okay, so if you want to go through my one-on-one program to make sure that we are using your own patterns to help you position yourself to date men properly, then and to attract your husband naturally, just send me a DM saying interested. So I'm currently accepting clients. Feel free to come in my DMs and we'll have a brief chat. I'm getting questions around the age. So there are two ways you can work with me. One-on-one in Dating to Marry. Yes, it's for over 30 Christian single professional women. Or you can work with me in Wife in Waiting, which is my group program. So either way, if you're just interested in stepping into my dating framework and understanding how I've helped my clients to date successfully and to find it easy, to simplify the process, so to speak, of attracting quality men, just send me a DM saying interested. Again, only if you're ready to do the work, only if you're ready to invest in the process, only if you're ready to approach this from a different mindset. That is when I can help you. Okay. Apart from that, feel free to enjoy the free trainings. But yeah, this was nice. Let me know if you guys enjoyed it. Just in summary, it's pretty simple. You know, you can't choose the kind of man you want to marry. You want to focus on leading with your value. You want to lead with, you know, a balance of connection and chemistry. You want to focus on purpose alignment. And you want to date more than one man at the same time in a quality way. Okay? Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Okay, guys. This was fun. Okay, so I'm seeing a question here about a guy not being spiritually compatible. Listen, when you're dating, you want to make sure that you're dating with a balanced mindset. There should be spiritual, emotional, and physical compatibility. It's not a question of... And the context of the question was around prayer. And this is what I mean by, you guys, somehow you think because you prayed today and somebody showed up tomorrow, then that means God is delivering your package. That's not how that works. That mindset is very destructive and it's very dangerous. You need to understand that even if you pray this moment and something drops in your lap, you will still discern whether this is the person that qualifies to have an interaction with you firstly, before this is someone you can have an intimate connection with. So that's what I would advise you. So forget all this, you know, I prayed today and he came tomorrow and so on and so forth. Let there be a balance in the way you evaluate and you discern when you are dating. Okay? So it was nice talking to you guys. I will see you next time.